And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 12th of May, 2011. It's the birthday of the comedian Tony Hancock, born Birmingham, England, 1924. Had his own radio show for many years on the BBC, Hancock's Half Hour. Tony Hancock, who said, "I hate to think of this sort of book getting in the wrong hands. As soon as I finish this, I shall recommend they ban it." It's the birthday of the composer Gabriel Fauré, born in Pamiers, France, in 1845. His father was a teacher. The boy liked to play on a harmonium in the school's chapel, then went on to get a job as the organist at a church in Brittany. Gabriel Fauré, whose famous Requiem Mass was published in 1887, including the soprano aria Pie Jesu. It's the birthday of the Canadian novelist Farley Mowat, born in Belleville, Ontario, 1921. He loved nature. As a boy, started his own nature magazine, had many pets, including a squirrel, an owl, an alligator, cats, and insects. Went on to write novels set in the wild, including People of the Deer, Never Cry Wolf, and most recently, Eastern Passage. It's the birthday of Katharine Hepburn, the actress, Hartford, Connecticut, 1907. She had high cheekbones, red hair, freckles, did not care to wear makeup or dresses. She had a sharp tongue, but she was one of the best and most popular actresses of the 20th century in Bringing Up Baby, The African Queen, Guess Who's Coming to Dinner, On Golden Pond, and many other movies. She made a name for herself on Broadway in a play called The Warrior's Husband, in a role that required her to come on stage by leaping down a flight of steep stairs while carrying a stag on her shoulders. Thanks to that, she was offered a movie deal. She rather quickly won an Oscar in Morning Glory and went on to hand-pick her movies and sometimes to rewrite her own lines. Katharine Hepburn, who said, "If you obey all the rules, you miss all the fun." Here's a poem for today by Philip Booth entitled Rule One. Rule one of all rules one. No one ever knows how much another hurts. You, Kate, Ray, Randall, me. The nurses who were kind to you. The gas pump kid across the bridge. The waitress here this noon. No one ever knows, or maybe in 1,000, one has the toughness to care, to give beyond a selfish pity. Even any given day, given weathers, detours, chances of what look like luck, if we feel bad, we refuse the givens. What blighted lives we lead or follow, showering, feeding, changing shirts or pants, working, as one used to say, to make ourselves presentable. Partial strangers to our painful selves, we're still stranger to diminished friends when they appear to hurt. How much we fail them, failing to come close. A parent, newly single, in Seattle, an upstate poet in intensive care, you, Blanche, Alvin, Sue, who hurts and why? Why we guess we know how much we never. Rule One, poem by Philip Booth, from Selves, New Poems, published by Viking, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly Editor's Podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Constant Contact, helping small businesses and nonprofits make sense of social media. You can learn more at constantcontact.com/social media. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.